Hey, this is Fireman Rob. You know, optimal performance isn't something that happens just by accident. I know this for a fact from being a fireman and doing way too many Ironman triathlons and full firefighter gear. But everybody always asks me, what's your secret? I can give you one secret. That's the right stuff, hydration. Hydration is important when it comes to being present in the moment, ready to run into the fires and being capable of showing up every single time at your best. The Right Stuff was created for NASA, by NASA, for their astronauts. Now it's trusted by professional athletes in Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, and most of the top-tier college sports. It's not an accident to prepare yourself to be great. If you're looking for that next edge, go to therightstuff-usa.com and enter the code FIREMANROB and you'll get 10% off at your checkout. This is an opportunity I wouldn't pass up. I have and still do use The Right Stuff. It's serious hydration for serious athletes, from the weekend warriors to those on the front lines. Make this a part of your habits to be the best you daily.
Welcome to Forged in the Fires podcast with Fireman Rob. Being a fireman, father, veteran, husband, world record holder, and Ironman, he brings stories of experience to impact your life while challenging you to live it. What do you want from your life? Why do you want it? Are you willing to go through the challenges to get there? If you have the courage to take that first step, let this podcast be the catalyst to start your fire while you bring the resilience to make it continue to burn. Our lives are made up of moments called right nows. So let's get started. Forged in the Fires podcast with your host, Fireman Rob, begins now.
We got the same blood.
Welcome back to Forging the Fires podcast. I'm your host, Fireman Rob. I've got a great guest today. She is probably the busiest woman in business in the world, I'm going to say, but that's my biased opinion. She owns a company that is, and created, I should say, a marketing company that is just transcending the book industry, transcending brand industries. I'll have her tell you more about it. Amber, it is so great to have you on the show today.
I love you, Fireman Rob. I'm so honored to be here. You know I do. I'm a huge fan. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk about something meaningful today, for sure.
I love it because, you know, there's so much more to your story than just being a success in finding an amazing business. I love the name of it. It's NGNG Enterprises. It's No Guts, No Glory. But realistically, I always like to go back in time because on this show, we find there's been so many successful people, but yet that success was actually worked towards. Isn't that a crazy idea?
Yeah. I wasn't born this way. It took a lot of work to turn into somebody that was this driven or passionate or wanting to help people. It wasn't natural. It was effort. It was a choice.
And going back, you know, realistically, when I look at your story, going way, way back, when you hit rock bottom, I want to start there because that's really where you talk about culminating a lot of ugly events. Bring me back to when you were 16 years old and how that changed your life.
Sure. Well, I'd have to tell you a little bit of context that I grew up in a really safe, loving, amazing home. My parents, I always knew that I was loved. I had an older sister who was the star child, though. And she was like straight A student, tons of friends. Everybody loved her. I mean, when we were teenagers, she won Miss Teen Arizona, to give you an idea. Oh, wow. And, you know, her personality just took over any room that she was in. And I was younger and I didn't know my place in the world. And I just started to feel small in comparison. And then I lost my voice and I was insecure and I was lonely and we weren't super close growing up. And so I just sort of went inward. I internalized. And when I went into a school environment, you know, my inside world started to, like, my outside world started to match my inside world, meaning that I just didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. I didn't have friends. There was a lot of suffering. The world was just kind of a gloomy, lonely place. And as I went into my high school years, it got even worse. And it started to be reflected in my grades. I was failing out of classes. I was just really feeling rotten on the inside. Even though coming from a good family, I say that. I knew I was loved, but that's what can happen. The pressures of school are real. A little bit of light bullying that happened. And I started to hang out with people that I thought were, I was good enough to hang out with. And since I didn't feel very good about myself, you can imagine the caliber of person. You know, people that weren't even living at home at 16, they had their own apartment, to give you an idea. And I still stayed on the outside of the drugs and the violence and that sort of thing, but it still impacted me emotionally. And there was this moment when I was 16 and one of these quote friends told me a secret. And it was that she was sleeping with one of her other friends' boyfriends and, you know, she loved him. Total high school stuff. And yeah. She's like, Amber, take it to your grave. And I was like, okay. But I felt bad for the friend who was clearly not knowing what was going on with her own boyfriend. And my heart just felt pain for that person. And I felt like I had a moral obligation to share that secret. And ironically, this was like the first real chance that I used my voice. And World War III was practically unfolded after that. Of course, the original friend who told me the secret was pissed. The other friend didn't believe me. And there was all of this chaos that unfolded. And it really came to a head one night, shortly after, it was a weekend, where I went to a party. And what I didn't realize is that that party was set up for me. So I'm at this party feeling like I don't belong as usual and even called a ride. Like, hey, I'm ready to come get picked up. I got to get out of here. In the time of waiting for my ride to come, five girls came into the party. There was maybe 60 kids there total. Five girls came in and asked, who's Amber? Where's Amber? Well, somebody pointed to me. They dragged me out in the backyard and they jumped me. Ugh. And in that moment, nobody stopped them. And I remember having this almost out of body experience of like this total disbelief that nobody was saving me. And it was really in that moment that I realized, Rob, that nobody's going to save me. I have to save me. And I went home that night and I looked up at the stars and I was crying. I was pretty badly beaten. And I just was so sad. And I just thought, is this my life? Is this the way it's going to be? And again, nobody's going to save me. You have to save you. So decision by decision, day by day, I started making different choices, harder choices, you know, the choices to go in for office hours to correct my grades, the choices not to hang out with people that weren't good for me, the choice to come back into my family and repair relationships with my parents, the choice to love myself and forgive myself. And what you saw like over the next 10 years is I thrived. I graduated with honors. I got a job selling Cutco cutlery, crushed it as a young 20-year-old, breaking national records, you know, just making waves in the world ever since. And it all came from that rock bottom moment.
So when you go back to that, because I think a lot of people feel that lost voice, and then that one time when you speak up and you use your voice, which you felt was the right reason, and then it gets shot down. How do you continue to push that envelope, that to have that resilience to use your voice again?
Well, I guess I just have to trust the unfolding, you know, like I know what feels right to me in my heart. Right. I knew the difference between right and wrong. It was just a feeling that I had. And sure, I could have sat there and done nothing, but I would have felt kind of dirty about it. You know, like there's something that feels really empowering about sharing your truth. And of course, not everybody's going to hear your truth and receive it well. Like, you know, everybody plays their role in humanity, but there was something that felt very clean, very freeing about saying what felt right for me. And then I kind of got addicted to that feeling, Rob, where yep. Even now, If somebody is behaving in a way that I know is not in their highest and best, then I might have a conversation with that person, not in like a, I know better than you kind of way, but it's just in a, it's in love. You know, you want the people around you to be their highest and best self, and you want them to feel love, and you want them to feel free. And so can we positively influence in that way? Well, you only can positively influence people if you use your voice and if you share the truth that's in your heart. And if you keep it to yourself, then you're not going to make the change. And I made a choice to make change in the world.
I love how this perfectly transitions into what you're doing now. You're helping other people to be seen, to be heard, to have their stories and their experiences be felt, the love from other people. Is that amazing when you kind of take that step back and look at that you were an introvert, that you didn't feel like you had a voice, and now today you're helping hundreds of, if not thousands of people find their voice? What does that feel like?
That's literally the best feelings on the planet. And it's not to say that I don't have challenges and heartache and pain, and everybody does, right? It's the great yin and yang of life. But man, do I feel so alive and full of energy and strength and just on purpose. Getting, like, a lot of people come to me, Rob, when they're an author speaker, they have some message inside, they want to get it out to the world, and they need help building their platform. So they're going to come to me because they need a website, they need help with a book launch, they are questioning, how do I do my Instagram page, they want marketing advice, right? Like tangible things. Right. But it's also somebody who comes to me because for some reason, they need a little bit of healing. They need a little bit of validation. Now, they'll never tell me that. I just know that's who comes into my world. Right. And I take that responsibility very seriously. And so what I do is I'll have like an initial 30-minute call with somebody that's complimentary just to kind of get to know each other. And in that call, I can see and feel who they really are. It's just a strength that I've cultivated and strengthened over the years. And so what I'll do is I'll give them exactly what they asked for. I'll map out their entire platform journey and how they can monetize and all of the things. But beneath that, I see their heart and their intention, and I breathe validation into it. And what you see is people just come alive quickly. It's like a plant that's not had water for a week and you give it water and it shoots upright like within hours. It's like that on most of the calls that I do. Even 12-time New York Times bestselling authors could be this way, by the way. It's everybody. Yeah. And they just need purpose. They need that validation and that strength. And that's what I get. That's the real work. That's what I do every day. And then once they have the plan, once they have the execution support and that belief in themselves that's revived, oh, shoot, watch out. They are unstoppable after that. And so that's the real work that I do. And it's the most meaningful work in the world.
Now I'm going to go on a different route of, now that you found your passion, your love of what you get to do, now you have a little boy at home and you have a husband. How do you balance that finding other people's, building other people's voices and not losing yourself in that journey?
Well, I think one of the things that got me here was getting really clear on who I wanted to be. After the 16-year-old rock bottom experience, I really didn't know what the heck to do. Like, how do I dig out of this hole?
Right.
And I realized that it wasn't going to come to me from the outside world. It had to be something that I cultivated from within, on the inside. So then I had to look at, who do I want to be? How do I want to show up in the world? But those are huge questions to ask. People will go their entire lives and never face themselves in that way. But I started small and I thought, do I want to be the kind of person that when my alarm goes off in the morning, I jump out of bed and get ready? Or do I want to be the person that's like, oh, and then snooze button, and then I'm and I keep
that feels sleep. Good sometimes, right?
And then I'm late and I'm panicked and I start my day that way. Like, no, I don't want that. So I started to make different choices. And then that started to help me to inform, what are my core values? Like, what do I want to live by? And once you really understand what you value, and I could narrow it down to a few core values, that becomes how I make decisions in the world. So, you know, even do I want to work with this prospect in front of me who's willing to give me all the money in the world to hire me? Well, if they don't align with my values, then the answer is no. It's not about money for me. It's wanting to be clean, wanting to feel aligned, wanting to feel good about who I'm working with, who I surround myself with. Same thing. If I have a friend that's not in alignment, that person's not going to be my friend for very long. So to answer your question, Rob, I think that it feels really good in my professional world. And then when I step out of that, I have to make sure that my personal world is in that same alignment. So it's not like there's so much of a balance. The balance happens internally within. And as long as I'm staying true to my values, there's total alignment everywhere I go. And I don't look at it as two separate things. It's all the same thing.
I love that. Now, when you think about the launching of books and the personal brands that you're dealing with, how do you actually get that out of them to be able to, I mean, because like you said, a 12-time New York Times bestseller to somebody who's just finding their voice in a certain space, how do you help them to understand the value of their voice, no matter how big or how small they are?
That's a really good question. I mean, it does feel like a pretty intuitive process. Right. I feels more artful than science. So I have just, like, I go into a conversation with somebody and I'm trying to navigate where they are weak, right? Like where their belief is weakened, where their passion is weakened. And so for somebody that's, you know, a 12-time New York Times bestselling author, they've had a ton of success. They've been there, done that. But just like anybody, they might be burned out. They might have a disbelief. They might have thought the world was one way, but then the more they traveled in life, the more they realized it was another way. And maybe they're just almost resentful, or they're heartbroken, or they have just this dissatisfaction, or they've lost their belief that there's good in the world. I mean, everybody has their stuff, right? Because life is freaking hard and it wears on. So I'm just asking different questions to find where something is weakened. And then I start to just like give them energy in that area. It's almost like if you had a backache and a masseuse comes in and kind of like works on that area, that's kind of what I do. Not to be like woo-woo, but that is it. That's the work. I go in and I find that and I will find that they don't want to get the help of other influencers during their book launch because they just haven't had good experiences in the past. So then I'll go in and I'll ask, well, tell me about those experiences and why do you feel that people aren't showing up for you in a certain way? And what's the feedback that you got? Well, what if we could do it this way to make your relationships win first? Like maybe we could give them a stage to speak on so they feel like you just did them a favor, and then we'll turn around and ask if they'll do you a favor by promoting your book launch, for example. So I find the problem areas and then I listen, which most people don't do well, but I listen very well and I breathe some new energy into it. And then I come up with a plan that makes sense to them on a logical level, because it's not about emotional hype. It's about logic, especially when it comes to business. Right. And then we make a plan that makes sense to them that creates a win-win. No matter what the topic is, even social media, how do we make it a win for your followers? Because it's not about just you as the influencer. Everything can be a win-win situation. And that feels good. When you come up with a plan that makes everybody win, you have passion, you have inspiration, you have energy and strength to put toward it. And then you have the outcome that you ultimately wanted. So it's just a different approach.
I love that approach because it really speaks to the individuality of those individuals. Make sure you're going to ngngenterprises.com if you are an influencer or if you're looking to find that that passion. Now, I want to go into, it's interesting because you started out as an introvert and then you found your way in speaking, you don't sound like an introvert at all. Yeah. I think it's great. But you found your way into speaking. What is the platform that you speak on? Because I think you have so much value in your successes, but also in your learning and growth parts. What do you speak about mainly?
Yeah, so I have to give some credit to Cutco Cutlery for that, because when I went into management training, they challenged me to start doing group interviews. And so it started with speaking in front of 24 peers, inviting them to sell Cutco. Then grew into running three-day weekly training sessions for the people that we hired. And there was like 100 people in the room, which scared me to death. And then it grew into, you know, speaking on stage at their conferences, teaching the reps how to get leads and get more sales. And that was like 350 people.
Wow.
And each time it just scared me to death, but I leaned in. That's one of my core values, is lean in. And what I would do is I'd walk out on stage and I would say to myself, it's not about me, it's about them. It's not about me, it's about them. And then it would just shift that nervousness into being of service. And so that's really where the speaking started. And then I've done a whole lot of it over the years. I speak on public, you know, main stages. I speak virtually more commonly into small mastermind groups or associations. I'm doing webinars, like I'm talking to Entrepreneurs Organization next month. I do a lot of speaking on live streaming, tons of video. My YouTube channel has tons of really potent content on how to get your message out online. I'm speaking on Clubhouse. I'm always speaking. I'm never not talking. So I'm just like, it's so powerful. It's a huge responsibility, which makes it a huge honor to use that time in service to others. This still, even right now, this is not about me. We're talking about me, but I'm not answering as if it's all about me. I'm trying to impact the listener right now, who I'm very grateful that you're listening to this, by the way.
I love it. You have a series too, the Elevate series. That is such a powerful thing that you do. Tell us more about the Elevate series.
It was March of 2020. So if you recall what March of 2020 was like, that was kind of
was fantastic, wasn't it?
Right when COVID was
hitting. Yeah.
And I felt this deep, strong calling to go live. And there was the introvert in me that's like, Amber, you don't want to go live. Just let's wait and see what happens, like everybody. And then the other part of me was like, dude, got to go live. Like this is what you do. This is who you are. And my core values affirmed that. So I was like, fine, I'll go live. And what I did is from the moment I got the idea, within 24 hours, I had the name, I had the branding, I had the concept, I had a list of 40 speakers in my network that I wanted to invite into a discussion series with me called Elevate. And within 2 days after that, we were live with our first three segments. And essentially, you could think about it like a podcast, but we were live streaming through YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, LinkedIn, all over the place. And they would be sometimes one-on-one discussions, sometimes small groups. But I asked questions about how people could basically cope through this time and this season of uncertainty. And it was beautiful. It was powerful. I mean, within 10 days, Rob, our reach grew by over 100,000 people that were listening into the Elevate series. And after that, it completely changed the trajectory of my year in ways that I could not have expected in the business. So it was very positive, but I did it to just help people, you know, have something positive to do during that time. And it was really powerful. It's a great series. So I still do it today, but the heart of it started back then.
Go to ambervillauer.com and you can find out more. You have some amazing free tools on there as well that you're very kind to be able to give to people on how to convert, how to attract, how to launch. You were talking about lean in, and I love that because it went right into that march of you had that decision to make of whether to lean into the possibility that it may or may not work, or just sit back and be comfortable. What would you talk? What would you tell people about the necessity of leaning into those possibilities instead of staying in that comfort zone?
Well, I am a person who very much values feeling comfortable and secure. Like, seriously.
I wouldn't believe that, though.
Almost to extreme degrees. Like, I've worked very hard to try to protect myself from pain or from uncertainty or from unexpected loss. I mean, like, it's kind of funny. But so I guess I say that to share that anybody is capable of doing something that feels risky. So if I can do it, anybody can. And I guess there's this thing in me, Rob, that feels compelled to see what I'm made of, you know, what I could really do if I tried. And I'll give you a quick example of this. We were talking about it earlier. I have a 5-episode live stream show coming out in March with a couple of partners, Mark Victor Hansen and John Lee Dumas, and it's called Success Talks. And I'm launching John's book in March, and he introduced me to Mark Victor Hansen, and they both said, hey, what should we do together so that Mark can support John in the campaign? And I said, well, you know, Mark, tell me about your personal goals. And he said, look, Amber, at this stage of my life, I just want to help the other half of the world learn how to read, because half of our world doesn't even know how to read. Can you believe that? That's what I want to do. And I'm thinking, well, how in the heck do I make that happen during John's book launch? And so I sat down and I thought of this idea to launch a 5-episode live stream show. And long story short, we've designed it in a way that is going to get 15, 20 million or more views. We got the Library Association involved. It's like going to be this epic event. But I bring this story up because there was a moment of decision, Rob.
Right.
In late December of 2020, and the idea came to me, and I thought, oh man, you know, I wish I had the guts to ask if I could be a co-host on that show. Because it's, you know, me being in service of my client, it wasn't really appropriate for me to be like, oh, I should be your co-host, of course.
You talk all the time, so you should.
But for me, it felt like a risk. And I thought, who in the world do you think you are? You know, like, we all have that voice inside, which is why I'm comfortable exposing it here. We all have those limiting beliefs and the lack of worthiness, and we wrestle with it. And I thought, you know what? No guts, no glory. NGNG. I have to be somebody that practices what I preach. And by the way, that is why I chose NGNG to be the name of my company. It was a phrase my mom used to say to me all the time growing up. And I thought, what better phrase to remember every day as I face my fears in business? So in this moment, I emailed John and I said, John, I got the idea. You're going to get tons of views, sell a ton of books. We're going to give back to charity. We're going to help people learn how to read in the world. And I want to be involved. And so I'm going to help on the execution piece of this for free. In exchange, I want to be a co-host. And I was so scared to send that email because of all of my lame beliefs. I mean, most people listening are probably like, why is this such a big deal for her? Well, you have your own stuff too. We all do. For me, this was epic. And I just said, no guts, no glory. And I hit send. He came back and said, absolutely, all in, love the idea. Of course, I'd want you by my side. Let's do it. And now it's like everything has unfolded in this unbelievable, magical way. But if I didn't take that risk, then the world would not be impacted by Success Talks. We wouldn't be helping the Library Association. I mean, you just think about all of the things that could or won't happen. And it all hinges on you asking, you putting forth that idea, you taking that risk, you having courage. It's everything. You have to do it. You have to do it.
It's in the moment decision, and you made the right decision. And He would have probably asked you anyways, I'm guessing.
He probably would have.
All that stress and anxiety.
Oh, totally. It's like every day of my life, Rob, for sure.
I love it. Make sure you go to AmberVillehour.com. You can find out those training tools. You can go and listen to that Elevate series, as well as NGNG Enterprises. If you are a speaker, if you are a book writer, you need to go to these people because they know what they're doing. Like they said, no guts, no glory. Finding that personal brand. Amber, it's been a pleasure to have you on, but we always end the same way. And I've got three questions for you. You ready?
Jeez. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, come on. You had the courage to send an email. Here, these won't be bad.
Okay.
All right. So if you had to tell your 18-year-old self one thing, give yourself advice, one thing, what would it be?
It would be ask. You know, when the idea comes in, it really would be ask for what you want and do it in kindness, but ask. There are so many ideas that I've had that I never put out to the world because I was afraid of what people would think or if they would say no. I didn't want to hurt the relationship. I didn't want to ask for too much or come across as greedy. And if I had asked, who knows what kind of impact I could have had on the world by now. So now it's my responsibility to do it every time the idea comes up.
That's super simple. I love that. All right, here's the second question. See, you handled that first one pretty easily.
I am sweating bullets. It's okay.
It's a good thing it's only a podcast. So the second question here is a lot of people are going through challenges and struggles right now. What would be two daily habits that you would say that they can incorporate in their life, either in the morning or in the evening, that they can start moving and living forward?
Oh, I love this. I have this answer. So there was a beautiful woman named Linda who I've known for many years. I mean, like, this woman is an angel, Rob. She is just so filled with light and love. She just makes the world a better place just by breathing. And Linda came to me. We built her website many years ago, and I'll just, one of my favorite people. She came to me a few weeks ago, sad, and it looked like that light was dim. And she just... series of events had happened. And she said, I lost my connection with God and I don't know what to do. Cause her whole thing was her connection with God. And she said, I lost the connection to God and I don't know what to do. I feel so hopeless. And Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I had tears in my eyes, Rob, because of all people, but this is what we all feel. So it was this huge moment. And this is what I said to her. I want you to go and buy a journal, something that just gets you so excited, something that you just feel like you have a relationship with this journal. Like maybe it's leather bound, maybe it has a photo on it, like something that lights you up a little bit. Then what I want you to do is starting in 4 days. So the next Monday, I want you to sit down and your practice is going to be this. I want you to write for 5 to 10 minutes every single day. And it's just going to be you listening within and saying, what's on my mind? What do I feel to share right now? And just write. I don't care what comes up. It doesn't matter. You're not going to share it with anybody. I just want you to write. Just get into the flow. So you're going to do that for 1 week every day. Then in one additional week, you're going to add one more component to that practice. So you keep writing. But as soon as you're done writing, I want you to go live on Instagram for like 2 or 3 minutes. And I want you to share one key takeaway or piece of wisdom or story that came out of your writing session. You're not going to care who's watching. This isn't really for any other purpose than you just getting into a practice of listening to that voice within and sharing something positive into the world. And I want you to do that for 3 weeks. And then we're going to have a conversation. And inside of, so she did the first episode, she was shaking like a leaf, Rob. She was secure. By episode 2, we didn't even call it an episode. She like literally just went live based, and by the way, had zero technical capabilities. So she live. We had to teach her how to like click the button and everything. Fine, happy to do it. Didn't charge her anything, by the way. This is just what was the right thing to do. And So then on day 2, She transformed, Rob. She her light was back on. She had that connection. It was unbelievable, the transformation, just inside of 1 week of writing and then two times going live to share something positive with the world. So my point is that you've got to get yourself in flow, unlock those emotions and thoughts that are totally locked up like a tight knot right now inside of you. Don't have to share that piece with anybody. But then if you don't want to go live, send a video message to somebody you love every day. You've just got to start using that voice and using it for good on other people. And I guarantee you inside of a week or two, you're going to feel completely different about yourself and the world.
Wow. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Sorry, I know that was long, but I had to share.
No, that's exactly what we want. I mean, you can always feel the passion when somebody talks, and that's what I love, because a lot of times when you see the video, sometimes you can't, when it comes into your brain, you're just looking at the visual, but it's great when you can feel the passion when somebody talks. It's that going into your soul and actually driving you to, well, I got goosebumps, so that helped. all right, this last question is always a fun one. This one is, if you had to pick three people to have coffee with at a firehouse table, so in other words, nothing is off the table to ask questions about, and they can be deceased or alive, who would they be and why?
Oh my gosh, these questions are so hard. I really need to have like a pre-planned response.
Oh, there's no way, because I want it off the cuff.
Three people. Okay. Well, the last time somebody asked me this, they only asked me for one and I meant it. And it was Martin Luther King Jr. Because I would love to tap into his vision and his passion and his courage, you know, like that would be a fun one. And then I was actually ironically having this conversation just this morning with a coaching client, and she said, well, if I could talk to anybody, I would talk with Louise Hayes, which I thought was a really good one. That would be a really good one. I'm not going to use that one. I'm just saying maybe
I was going to say you're cheating though.
Yeah. One that came up when you were asking the question and I was having my oh shoot moment with Michael Singer.
Oh,
Michael
wow.
Singer wrote The Untethered Soul. And wow. This man is packed with incredible wisdom. But what I like about Michael Singer is that while he is more in the spiritual space, he's very much rooted in logic and science. I bought a course of his that I've watched multiple times. And he starts the course by talking about how the universe was created, how Earth was created, and how humans were created. And it's just like he takes you on this journey of appreciation for your body and your life and what it took to get here. And he gives you a perspective on living life that just shifts you. And it just, I don't know. So he would be amazing to have. In fact, I'm trying to get success talk. So if anybody knows him.
is that the pitch?
And Matthew McConaughey, for sure. I'm very anxious to talk with Matthew McConaughey. I love his new book, Green Lights, that just came out last October. You know, what I appreciate about Matthew McConaughey is he took a massive risk when he decided to no longer do romantic comedy movies. And that was, I mean, oh my gosh, he was extraordinarily famous in rom-coms. And he made the decision that no matter what money somebody threw at him, and boy, there were some stories in that book that they threw a lot of money at that man. And he kept saying, no, I'm not going to do it. It's not in alignment with who I want to be and like the work I want to do in the world. And then it took him 2 years where somebody then, you know, gave him the offer for a drama that he crushed. And it's like, thank God he trusted that, because now it just revolutionized acting and it changed everything for a lot of people that he was willing to make that kind of career change. So very, very interested in talking with Matthew McConaughey as well.
That is a table that I want to be at. I'll serve you guys coffee at that table. How about that? I'll just be that fly on the wall.
Interesting, huh?
I love it. Well, make sure you guys go to ambervillauer.com and also go to ngngenterprises.com and find out more. There's a lot of great things that she's doing, changing the world with a voice that she has found. Amber, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, I really appreciate you. I have lots of love for you, Rob. So thank you so much.
Thanks for listening and supporting the Forged in the Fires podcast with Fireman Rob. Remember, don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast, and please share this episode with a friend or family. To find out more about Fireman Rob or reach out about a question, go to www.firemanrob.com. Until next time, live your life forged in the fires.